This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Saturday, May 3rd, 2014. You go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Kyle Adams in the Windham Journal reports that the Greene County Legislature will spend almost as much as a house, $142,944, on an equipment shelter at the base of an emergency communications tower on Windham Mountain. The tower and shelter, paid for with an $890,000 New York State Office of Emergency Management grant, should be ready to relay wireless messages in floods, storms, and other disasters by mid-September. VFP Incorporated of Salem, New York, was the sole bidder on the 12-foot by 32-foot shelter that will sit under the $35,000 tower in Jewett. Currently, emergency communications are relayed via landlines that did not withstand the heavy flooding of the storms associated with Hurricane Irene in 2011. Work is expected to resume on the tower in mid-May after the spring thaw. You can read the full story in the Windham Journal. On April 25th, the Windham Town Supervisor Stacy Post told Daily Mail reporter Michael Ryan, according to his story in the paper, that she would no longer give out any written information and that folks who want to know what town is doing must now make a Freedom of Information Law request, Ryan writes. Quote, "The blanket thrown over the media in Windham is unprecedented," unquote, without providing any proof of that statement. He also wrote, quote, "The sweeping dictate comes amid escalating tensions in local government following the March 21st execution of a search warrant by state police, who were authorized to search the town hall and Post residence. Bureau of Criminal Investigation agents seized a computer from Post's desk at the municipal building," unquote. Greene County District Attorney Charles Buca says there is, quote, "an open investigation into potential criminal offenses," unquote, in Ryan's story. In her campaign literature, Post stated, among other goals, that, quote, "I would like to have a current and dynamic webpage for the town of Windham, one that will advise the public of scheduled board meetings and share with the public the minutes from the last meeting. I wish to bring more transparency to our local government and stop handling things and making decisions behind closed doors," unquote. Instead, the Windham Town website still says Stephen Walker, the previous superintendent, is still in charge and does not include anything about how to file a FOIL request. New York's Committee on Open Government has extensive information about filing Freedom of Information Law requests, including sample letters, sample email requests, and details about the law. The FOIL process requires the submission of a written request to the town's FOIL officer. The records or FOIL officer for the town must respond, quote, "within 5 business days of the receipt of a written request for a record reasonably described," unquote, according to the New York State Department of State Committee on Open Government. Towns, quote, "shall make such records available to the person requesting it, deny such request in writing, or furnish a written acknowledgement of the receipt of such request and a statement of the approximate date. When such request shall be granted or denied, if circumstances prevent disclosure to the person requesting the record or records within 20 business days, the agency shall state in writing both the reason for the inability to grant the request within 20 business days and a date certain within a reasonable period, depending on the circumstances, when the request will be granted in whole or in part," unquote, according to the Committee on Open Government. Quote, "The town supervisor is not an emperor," unquote, Committee on Open Government Executive Director Robert Friedman told the Daily Mail. Quote, "The town clerk, by law, is the custodian of all town records. If the town supervisor has a document in her hand involving town business, it belongs to the town clerk. If the town supervisor wants to take over records management and be the FOIL officer, let them run for town clerk. The supervisor doesn't make the rules. The town board makes the rules. The supervisor is 1 out of 5. There is one public meeting today, Saturday, in Hudson. The 6th Annual Children's Book Festival is all day at the Hudson Junior Senior High School in Hudson. And at 11:30 a.m., Congressman Chris Gibson will meet with members of the public. National Weather Service in Albany predicts that Saturday there's a 40% chance of showers, with thunderstorms also possible after noon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 64 and a low around 43. Sunday there's a 60% chance of showers, then showers likely and a possible thunderstorm after 2 p.m. Some of the storms could produce small hail, partly sunny with a high near 55 otherwise and a low around 41. Monday should be partly sunny and breezy with a high near 58. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.